Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text message. Seth, I've not heard you say one time that you want to marry Nick Chubb.
Oh, that's why people think I hate this signing, even though we've done 7 segments talking about how much I love this signing, yeah. Yes.
Larry followed up. Larry wanted to make it clear. He wasn't talking about me and you not liking the Chubb. He was more talking to the general you that is the skeptical part of the audience.
If he had just said, he said something along the lines of, like, if you don't like this signing, except he said, you guys don't like this signing.
Yeah.
If you say, if you don't, then it's a kind of the hypothetical you. Yeah.
Yep. Words matter, yes. Shout out to Demi Casario for not just stopping at Slowick. That's from Derwin. I like that.
Demi Casario.
I like that. Maybe have to.
What was the power couple I came up with? Jordacek. Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. Jordacek.
Yes. I like it.
There is no name for that power couple yet.
There's not.
Why?
There's not. I don't know.
The disrespect. They show our power couples.
Big time. All right, so Seth, I'm going to the Astros game tonight. I saw this video of a young lady, actually, who attempted this challenge at a baseball game recently. I had not seen this, so if you're somebody who'd seen this before, just know that this is the first time I'd seen it on the interwebs. But it was a short video. She attempted what's called the 999 challenge.
Okay.
And I'm curious if you think you could do this.
Is this something we can talk about on the radio?
Yes, it is. It is, for sure.
It's not like 9 guys from each race or something?
No, okay. It's not. It's not. Not this
each
particular
race,
one.
Like there's only 3 races. Well, 3 races represented in Major League Baseball, yeah. By and large.
999. So the challenge is you've got to eat each inning. You've got to eat 1 hot dog and drink 1 12-ounce can of beer.
Each inning,
yes, for a 9-inning game, yeah.
What if it goes into extra innings?
I don't know what the bylaws are for this.
But the challenge is 999.
The challenge is 999 hot dogs, 9 12-ounce cans of beer in 9 innings. And I watched the video.
And what's the other 9 thing? Oh, okay,
9 innings.
Just those. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, 9
gotcha.
Hot dogs, 9 cans of beer in 9 innings.
What do you get? Do you get it for free if you do it?
I think it's just one of those internet challenges. You know what I mean?
Think
like a TikTok.
It's either an internet challenge or it's a special. You get a special. Like, you got to pay up front.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good deal, but you got to pay up front.
Maybe.
And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that seems eminently achievable. I think that's honestly, that's my 4th of July appetizer. I'll be impressed. How big is she?
She not big.
She's less than 140.
Not big. Yeah.
Anything less than one. That's impressive. Did she pull it off?
She made it through 7 innings of the challenge.
What happened after 7 innings?
She stopped. Yeah, she
Did
just
she,
stopped.
Was she slurring her words or anything?
I couldn't tell if she was slurring her words. I don't know if there was a refunding that went on anywhere at any point.
This feels like a marketing coup because I'm guessing, this pure guess, that they charge a flat fee up front, but it's a really good deal. It's like, you know, $30, $40 or something for 9 hot dogs and 9 beers.
I don't think it's a thing that the venue is organizing. It's like a TikTok challenge.
Yeah, MLB would frown upon that.
Yeah, selling 9 beers
like
to
that.
One person. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a good TikTok challenge. It feels a little bit though like sometimes people do this for engagement. They'll be like, for $1 million, would you eat this amount of fast food? And
right.
It's something that's totally like, it's like 4 Big Macs.
It's very doable.
Couple large fries.
There's a lot of them. I don't know if my eyes are getting too big for my stomach on a lot of those.
No, it's just them getting, it's because they get a lot of replies to people saying, of course I could. Yeah, 9 beers, that's not all that impressive to me.
I think the harder part would be the beer than the hot dogs, honestly. The beer is very filling.
Especially with a pitch clock, too. We're living in an era of a pitch clock.
Okay,
Framber's complete game went 2 hours and 2 minutes.
That's a good thing. That's true. Like that, you'd have to be strategic about the game that you pick. Like, all right, got to make sure I do a gusto game because the first few innings will be nice and long. You know, ease into this thing.
Lance has gotten more efficient, but still not totally efficient.
Might be a good night to give it a try tonight.
Lance, I'm waiting for old Lance, the best version of old Lance was it would be scary as hell in the first inning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he'd rein it in and he'd just mow everybody down. I think 60% of a Pender poll respondents
say,
would say that they could do this.
Could do this? Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to try this?
I don't know.
You
if I'm
do
gonna...
it through 4 innings.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to try this tonight or not. Here's the other thing: it's a weeknight. You know, 9 beers on a weeknight. Really, you're the person I'm most concerned about. Are you concerned about the version of me that you would get tomorrow if I tried the 999 challenge tonight?
It would make for good radio. I'd get really frustrated with you and agitated that you'd, like you usually you're steering the ship, and when you're drunk and stealing, hey, you know how many clicks? You know how many people tuned into the Valdez? You know the Exxon Valdez? This would be like paid attention to that.
Oh, so
we could have the Exxon Valdez of radio shows tomorrow morning.
Someone brings up a good point. It's Dollar Dog Night. I didn't even thought about that. It's Dollar Dog Night. Now I'm actually in a suite tonight, though, which means it's $0 dog
night.
Well,
excuse me.
So if it's free, I almost have to do this now, probably.
You could do it. Just the biggest challenge, honestly, in a challenge like that is not eating anything before you go to the game.
Yeah.
Like if I just sit down and I can't remember the last time I went to a sporting event or a movie and I hadn't eaten pretty much way more than I should have before the first pitch or before the previews were
the
over.
The food is so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's I think you should try it.
I think I could do it.
Nine beers for you isn't really like that's.
It's really
like,
not.
I don't want to put your business out there, but
beer does not.
That's not a big deal for you.
Beer fills me up more than it messes me up. You know, like so that's the thing.
Let's say it's a 3-hour game just because the math is easier.
Yeah.
I want to say 3 beers, especially with all the bread and hot dogs sopping up the alcohol in your belly. I'm guessing you're not even necessarily, let's see, how much do you weigh about? Like 175? How much do you?
Thereabouts.
Can I say 220 or is that an insult?
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's like 210, 215,
210?
Something
okay,
like that.
210.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to say 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we're gonna say 9 beers.
Okay,
nine,
so this is like a sobriety measurement here. Is this a blood alcohol content?
Yeah, your BAC would be 0.14%.
Okay, well I'm not driving. I mean, Amy's probably gonna drive. She usually drives.
But I'm just saying, by way of illustrating, like how drunk are you, whatever. What is the limit? I don't even know.
0.08.
Okay. So you're drunk though, by the way.
Nearly twice
standards.
The legal limit. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. Okay. So that is. Yeah, I think you should do it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Now, it is Lance pitching.
Yeah.
Who do we have? Who's he facing tonight?
Somebody from the White Sox. So that's actually good. If it's almost anybody from the White Sox, they're going to suck. So that means the innings are a little longer, you know?
So, and also, though, but you got to factor in the fact neither of these teams have a good offense.
Yeah.
And, Shane Smith. 2.45 ERA. Dude, you're looking at potentially a 2.5-hour window now. That changes things a little
bit. Yeah, that changes the calculus. Probably got
2.45 ERA on 62 innings pitched. You know, it's not so.
That's not a small sample size. That's a good pitcher right there so far.
Yeah. And Lance, if Lance keeps pitching the way he's been pitching against one of the worst offenses in the league, Okay, it's a challenge now.
We have a texter who's done it and says it's a fun challenge. It just gets difficult when the innings are three up, three down. You know, just when it goes by that fast.
Because you got to go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I guess...
I'm going to tell you from my experience with wind sprints, Sean.
Yeah.
A lot of times, this is the key. You got to really sprint the first 20 yards, and it allows you to coast the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd approach each inning that way, that like, all right, I'm going to get this, because then you got to factor in bathroom. Oh, you're in a suite, so the bathroom time's not going to be as big a deal.
Yeah, I don't know. Do the suites? I haven't been in a suite in Daikin very much in my lifetime. Do they have bathrooms up in the suite?
At the very least, if the suite doesn't have a bathroom, it's a lot easier to get to one that the bathrooms don't have lines.
And they're way less, way less crowded.
Yeah.
Someone says 0.14 is teetering on possible blackout if you're a lightweight. Well, sir,
oh, really?
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
I'm not a lightweight. I mean, go to my Twitter timeline. I put up a video from a bar yesterday afternoon. All right, yeah.
I can't remember who was the player that got in trouble for drinking kombucha that had a little bit of alcohol in it.
Was it a football player?
Minnesota. Yeah, it was up in Minnesota. It was a player who was in the program, so he's getting tested for alcohol.
Oh, you know who it was? I think it was Michael Floyd.
Yeah,
I think it was Michael Floyd. Notre Dame
so
guy.
So he had a sip of kombucha.
Yeah.
And then because there's a minuscule amount of alcohol in it, he had drank the kombucha right before he blew into the breathalyzer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then because it's like still on your breath and in your mouth and everything, he blew positive for alcohol.
Yep.
But I did a test. Before we knew that he had drank the kombucha right beforehand, I drank a boatload of kombucha to see
in response
how high
to
it would elevate my BAC.
Yeah.
So it was the amount of liquid was rough.
Yeah.
It was really rough. I can't remember how much it was, but that's going to be the challenge. Hot dogs, 9 hot dogs, a lot of hot dogs. But, yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Should I put condiments on the hot dogs or go naked on the hot dogs?
No, you need to dip them in water like the
pros.
I'm
not doing it like Joey Chad. It's not a speed thing. It's an endurance thing.
But it makes it go down easier and faster. That gets so you can get more the other. Yeah, I don't know.
That's big chunks of unchewed hot dog in my gut.
What's the over under on this for you then? Are you thinking 7.5 or
I think 7. Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't want to sit here and declare I can do it. I could get through 5 easy.
Yeah.
Easy, I could get through 5.
Your blood pressure is fine, right?
My blood pressure is great.
So the boatload of sodium isn't going to...
You're not
going to stroke out on me midway through the show tomorrow.
I can't promise anything, but the numbers for me, I get my blood pressure checked every week, and I'm fine right now. Yeah.
As long as you don't stroke, because that would be very selfish on your part if I was left to have to...
to leave
you finish the show
middle
out,
of the show
well, you know well kind of peeved at you as well
yeah
for
oh
your,
yeah
your responsibility after I'm the one who's encouraging you to do it
angry yes. Seth getting peeved because I died of a stroke in the middle of the show
will Amy be impressed with you or disgusted
probably
with you?
Disgusted with me I think I don't she doesn't I eat fast like when we go out to eat I eat fast I don't think she likes it I don't think it's a turn
then,
on.
Are you then kind of like looking for the check immediately?
I typically do have them take my plate, and so then she's left sitting there halfway through eating stuff.
Yeah, Brandy hates me too for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm done. Yeah. What's going on here? What's the holdup? Oh, it's you.
That's exactly what happens. I'm a fast eater, so that happens a lot.
You're ready for this, man. You're ready.
Yeah.
I want to see a training montage.
I think I am.
Today. I need you to do a montage of you doing various exercises, just like in the movies where that exercise actually isn't going to help you for an event that's, you know,
running
12
up
hours away, but somehow, yeah.
Yeah. Someone says, what a loser the lightweight is. I drive back to the convenience store at 0.14. Got to reload, man. Like those drinks.
It's a safe thing to do. You got to go buy a loaf of bread to, you know, sop up everything.
That's it.
I'm just joking, kids. That was a joke. Never do it. Ever.
Kids are on summer break, man.
They don't drive anymore either.
They don't.
I'm like, well, I don't get my license. I've got you as my taxi.
It's one of the wildest things, man. Yeah.
And I can, and I've got the whole world on my phone.
Crazy. All right. Final segment coming up. How bitter is Cleveland about this Nick Chubb signing? We've got audio to prove just how bitter they are. Not just at this, pretty much everything Houston, they are mad at right now up in Cleveland, which is good. We'll get to that. Final segment coming up. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.